You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Odds on Sports on The Fan, brought to you by DraftKings, with your host, John Jastrzemski, JJ After Dark.
Let's get it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It is time now for a Tuesday Odds on Sports, presented by our friends over at DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. I'm your host, John Jastrzemski, and we got ourselves quite a Tuesday night when you go through the sports calendar. I mean, a big night of baseball. Yankees playing a pivotal series with the Toronto Blue Jays. We know there is a big difference between the Yankees as, let's say, a 5 seed, the Yankees as a 7 or an 8 seed. Stanton is back. Urshela is back. Gleyber Torres on the shelf. Not ideal. For the Mets, they kick off a 3-game series with the Philadelphia Phillies. If you are entertaining any sort of hope of the Mets trying to make a run at a postseason spot, it's got to start tonight. And it's got to be taking 2 out of 3 bare minimum from the Phillies. In case you're wondering about those lines, the Yankees with Davey Garcia on the mound over at DraftKings favored minus 167. For the Mets, they're basically a little bit better than a pick 'em. Minus 124 is the line over at DraftKings Sportsbook. So Yankees a little bit more of a sizable favorite, understandably so. And really, the Yankee run started with Garcia doing his thing. Now, NBA, you got a Game 1 in the Eastern Conference Finals. You got a Game 7 in the Western Conference Semifinals. In about half hour or so, it's Miami and Boston in Game 1. This is a very evenly matched series. The series price indicates as such. They're making Boston a slight favorite. To me, Miami's the better team. I think Miami's got more ways to beat you. I'm still concerned about what kind of play you're going to get out of Gordon Hayward. And last series, it was obvious. Siakam was just a net negative. The Toronto Raptors were better off with Pascal Siakam sitting out, especially in the final moments of Game 7. Miami's got guys from Butler to Iguodala to Goran Dragic who have been there before. Then you got some young studs like a Bam Adebayo, a Tyler Hero. They're a very well-balanced basketball team, and the coaching in this series is going to be terrific. Brad Stevens is great. Eric Spoelstra is great. These teams play a good brand of basketball. I think there's going to be a lengthy, competitive, entertaining series, but I, for one, like Miami to win this series. Now, I've been on Miami from the get-go here. I had a ticket on Miami going all the way back to the first round, and they were good to us against the Indiana Pacers. They were very good to us against the Milwaukee Bucks. So, yeah, in some ways, I feel a little pot-committed with the Miami Heat. Now, Game 7, and it is amazing to me that there is a Game number 7 here in this series between Denver and the Clippers. And what's remarkable about Denver getting back into this series, they've had to overcome 2 sizable deficits in Game 5 and then again in Game 6. There's no secret. If the Clippers play their A game, they're going to win. The question is, are you going to get that out of the Clippers? And is Doc Rivers going to put his best defensive lineup out on the floor? Because that's what I'm going to do. I got enough scoring to begin with all of the firepower from Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, you name it. I need defense here in this Game 7. This line opened at 7. The latest has it around 70% of the tickets are on Denver. I've even seen in some places it's even more than that. Some places are reporting it's like 80% of the tickets are on Denver. Now, the sharp angle has been wrong in this series game after game after game. I think it's interesting, though. This line's gone up about a half point, in some places a point. Over at DraftKings, the Los Angeles Clippers are favored by 7.5 points. And it's a juicy money line if you like Denver to go and win this game outright. To me, if you like Denver, don't even bother playing them on the spread. Play them on the money line. More value there. And with the Clippers, I'd be concerned if this game is close. I think the Clippers win this game. It is a sizable, comfortable margin tie victory. So, whole lot of action in the NBA. Whole lot of action in Major League Baseball. We know the Dallas Stars are going to the Stanley Cup Final. At some point, the Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be joining them. The question is when. And this line's getting pricey. Open minus 165. DraftKings has it right around minus 180. So, if you're feeling frisky about the fact that the Islanders can push this to an additional game, you're getting basically plus 150 value. Getting really, really good value. But I think it's asking a lot out of the Islanders to find a way to win tonight and to find a way to win three consecutive games to get to the Stanley Cup Final. Tampa has just looked like the better team in this series. So we got a lot to get to. We got our plays of the day. For better or worse, we'll give you some picks, not only for tonight, give you a series price that I'm all over. Spoiler alert, it includes the Miami Heat and a couple of different ways you can get the Miami Heat here in this series. But we're going to welcome in Ross Tucker. We got to get to the NFL. Week one overreactions. That's what a lot of people tend to do after 1 week. And look, we took a bath in the NFL. No other way around it. We rallied in the 4 o'clock games. We rallied primetime. Steelers, Broncos took care of business. We should maybe send a gift basket the way of Steven Gostkowski. I know for anybody who had the Denver Broncos last night with the points, teased, any which way, thanks, Gostkowski. Much, much appreciated. So we got a lot to get to. Get aboard 877-337-6666. It's Odds on Sports presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Get all rolling right after this. Welcome back to Odds on Sports, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. A pretty juicy week one in the NFL. Now in the books, and we welcome in our good pal Ross Tucker. Ross, let's start here. You did the Steelers and the Giants last night. I came away very impressed with Pittsburgh. They're ferocious on that defensive line. I thought after the first quarter, Ben Roethlisberger got cooking. Would you say it's an overreaction or a fair reaction that the Pittsburgh Steelers this year will be a legit contender in the AFC?
I think it's a fair reaction. And I'm not a big futures guy, JJ, just because it feels like a needle in the haystack in terms of picking a Super Bowl winner. But at the odds they have, I mean, I really think they're the only team, maybe with the Buffalo Bills having an outside shot, but I think the Steelers are the only team that really have a chance to sort of crash the Chiefs-Ravens AFC championship game party. The Steelers aren't missing anything, man. I mean, you know, they got the running back, Benny Snell, look good. They got a bunch of young receivers. Ben struggled at the start, but then the last three quarters played really well. We know their defense is awesome. I don't know why the Steelers aren't getting more love. I think they're for real. I'm with you.
Russ, what do you think about the Steelers Sunday? Back at home, they're now a 7.5-point favorite against Denver. I think that's a great spot for the Steelers. I mean, you think about Denver, Von Miller out. You have no idea about Cortland Sutton. They're coming off a terrible loss on Monday night. I don't know what Vic Fangio was thinking at the end of the game. I mean, he's saving timeouts, for goodness sakes, Russ. Like, he's thinking he can carry him over into next week. That's a really tough spot for Drew Hawk and the Broncos.
Yeah, I mean, that number has grown. You know, getting to 7.5 now, obviously that key number makes you a little bit nervous about it, but I'm kind of with you. I think the only thing that gives me a little hesitation is at the end of last night's game, Stefan Wisniewski, their right guard, who's only in there because David DeCastro, their normal right guard, is hurt. Wisniewski gets hurt. And then, like, the next play, Zach Banner, their starting right tackle, tears his ACL. Now, we don't have any thing confirmed on Wisniewski, the right guard. But so now you're talking about their third tackle is starting at right tackle and really their fourth guard. So that's the only thing that makes me wonder a little bit. And obviously 7.5 is a lot of points, but I'd still lean Steelers there.
Ross, as far as what you saw in week one, who is your biggest winner?
I'm going to say the Packers. I mean, they looked awesome. They really did. And I wasn't surprised that they won the game. And I love the Packers getting the 2.5 points on DraftKings Sportsbook app. I was all over
that. I wish
that.
I listened to you on that one, Ross. That was one I'd like to have back. You know, Lions, I'm not shedding tears over that one. That was a bad beat. Same with the Dolphins. But my goodness, the Vikings, that was probably my worst pick of the week, hands down. Woof.
Yeah, wow, Vikings. Yeah, no, I was the other way. I was Packers, and they delivered. And so I thought for Aaron Rodgers to play that well, because it was kind of the whole deal was, what is he like in year two in Matt LaFleur's system? And also, how sort of ticked off is he that they drafted Jordan Love? Is he going to come out on a mission? And he absolutely did.
Your biggest loser, for me, it's the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, you're on the road in Jacksonville. You're hearing about Jacksonville tanking a year. You lose that game. Ross, my concern with the Colts is simple. How much does Phillip Rivers truly have left in the tank?
Well, the thing is I mean, they had 450 yards of offense. They didn't punt it once. I knew he threw a couple picks, but I'm not ready to go overboard there yet. But I will say this. For a team like the Colts or the Detroit Lions or the Philadelphia Eagles, I know it's only 1 week. But you just feel like 15 weeks from now, you know, and I think those teams all have a chance to be kind of in the thick of a playoff race. You're going to look back at that week one game and be like, how did you blow a 17-0 lead, Philadelphia? How did you lose to the Jags, Indianapolis? And how did you blow a 23-6 lead in the fourth quarter, Detroit?
Ross, good stuff, my friend. We'll start looking ahead to week two mañana. Enjoy the rest of your evening, all right?
Absolutely. See ya.
Good stuff there from Ross Tucker. Now it's time for our plays of the day, for better or worse. Now, I like Miami, and I have them 6-1 to win the East. I have them +115 to win this series. I think this is a lengthy series. I've talked about this with some close friends and family, if you will. Heat 6, Heat 7 is a very good way to play the series, and you could get very, very juicy odds on that. I would take the Heat tonight if I had to play this game. I would take them +1.5. Boston coming off an emotional Game 7. Heat with extra time to prepare. I would roll with Miami. Got to get that in quick. Game 2, I like the Clippers. I can't see the Clippers losing this game. And I think if the Clippers are going to win this game, they're going to win it comfortably. So to me, I'm going to roll with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and a big effort from the Clippers from Q1 to Q4. And what a miserable, miserable loss it would be if they ended up losing this one. My goodness, that'd be as bad as it gets. Now, final play I'm going to give you. I'm going to Major League Baseball, and I'm going to what is a very juicy series right now with the Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Diego Padres. Padres are legit. The Padres are on their heels. I like the Padres tonight as an underdog. They are +112 over at DraftKings Sportsbook. +112. Davies is throwing the ball really, really well. I'm going to roll with the San Diego Padres to keep that pressure on the Los Angeles Dodgers. You got to watch if this game is going to be played with everything that's going on out in California. But I am rolling with Heat. I am rolling with the Clippers. And I am going to give you the San Diego Padres in Major League Baseball. Let's head to Jeff Money in Queens. He joins us here on Odds On Sports. What up, Jeff Money?
What's up, JJ? What's going on? So tonight,
Jeff,
I got three games for you. We're against each other in the first one. My money play, I'm going with the Celtics -1.5. I'm with you on the Clippers -7.5. And I'm going to hockey. I'm going to go with the Islanders tonight +155.
Well, you're getting very, very juicy odds there with the Islanders. And one thing's for certain, Jeff Money, they're going to fight. Now, I don't know if they're going to have enough fight in order to win this game, But, like, there are certain teams where you can just tell right out of the gate they're mailing it in when they're down 3-1. The Houston Rockets were the perfect example of that. Once they lost game 4, I knew there was no chance they were going to give you a representative effort in game 5. Barry Trotz's boys are going to fight. I just don't know the health, what kind of firepower they're going to have, and do they have enough to push this for another game? You're with the Celtics. I'm going with the Heat. I know a lot of people like the Celtics in this series. They're in on Brad Stevens. They're in on Jason Tatum. You're probably going to get a better series out of Kemba Walker. But watch out, Jeff Money, for the three-point shooting of the Miami Heat, which will be far more formidable than what you were getting with the Toronto Raptors. And we're riding together with the Clippers. I mean, Jeff Money, can you see the Clippers losing this game tonight? I cannot.
I cannot. I think they're going to take it. That's why I think they're going to take it and cover. That's why I went with them tonight.
Yeah, and listen, to me, Jeff, appreciate the call as always. If you like Denver in this game, play them on the money line. I do not see a close loss here. To me, if the Clippers win this game, they win it going away. And if Denver wins, it's probably tight. Said it's Staten Island, New York. Carlo, what up, Carlo?
Hey, JJ. I just want to douse a little water on everybody's picks on the Islanders. I'm a big Islander fan, but I just don't see them pulling it out tonight. They have too many injuries.
Yeah, Carlo, I get that. Personally, I wouldn't play the game. But from a betting standpoint, when you're up 3-1, would I feel comfortable right now laying whatever it is, 175, 180 on Tampa Bay when they know they got 2 games in their back pocket? Look, I agree. Tampa Bay is going to win this series. I just don't know if it's going to be tonight or a couple of nights from now. That's all.
I think they're going to look to put it away, man. I hope not. Don't get me wrong. I hope not. I want to see them come out and do good and win, but I think they're going to look to put it away tonight. Listen, I just want to get your thoughts on the U.S. Open this weekend. I caught you out at the golf course the last 2 weeks in a row. I was out. I didn't see you there today, but what are your thoughts on the U.S. Open this weekend?
Carlo, good stuff there. And we have not locked in a play yet for the U.S. Open. It's amazing. We have so much going on tonight, I couldn't even get to it. Tomorrow, at least, we'll have a leaderboard, and we can look at Wingfoot. Nobody is playing better right now than Dustin Johnson. But when it comes to these majors, you get juicy, juicy odds, insane odds if you take it on Wednesday or Thursday. But you're probably going to get really good odds later in the weekend, too. Initial thought, I like John Rahm at +765. That's my initial thought. Probably do a little bit more research, and I might have something for you tomorrow or come Friday. Good work by Tommy Lugauer, Paul Rosenberg. We will be back mañana with Odds on Sports, but I'm all fired up. The kid, Davey Garcia, is on the mound. We'll send it out to Yankee Stadium, John Sterling, Susan Wolwin. Until 1 o'clock and JJ After Dark, I'm out. Be good, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.